Today we study lesson number 28 in our learning of Mishnayos Maseches Yomo. We will learn the 8th perek, the 2nd and 3rd Mishnayos. Perek Ches, Mishneh Beis, and Mishneh Gimel. Yesterday we learned about the prohibition of eating or drinking on Yom Kippur, and that prohibition, which was derived from the pasuk which requires inui, self-affliction of us on Yom Kippur, and that is defined as eating and drinking, and that the punishment for violating this prohibition is, if the person does it intentionally, kores, which is premature death, severance of the soul forever from its eternal resting place, various other metaphysical explanations of exactly what kores is. But if a person has not been properly warned, but has accidentally, unintentionally eaten or participated in drink on Yom Kippur, then, depending upon the circumstances, he might be obligated to bring a korban chatos, a sin offering, but there is no punishment of kores. How much does a person have to eat in order for it to be considered that he has violated the prohibition of eating on Yom Kippur? So Mishneh Beis tells us, Ho'ochel kichoyseves hagasa. If a person eats food in the quantity, the size of a large date, komoha uchegar inisa, the date itself plus its pit, then he is chayev for eating on Yom Kippur. V'hashose, a person who drinks malo lugmov, a cheek full, in other words, he puts liquid into his mouth, and moves it over to one side of his mouth so that it looks like a swollen cheek. That amount is the amount which constitutes, drinking that amount is the, it constitutes violating the prohibition of drinking on Yom Kippur, Chayav. Now the interesting thing is that this Koseves Hagasa, this large date, is a larger shiur than a Kazayas, than an olive size. In almost every other situation where eating is required as a mitzvah, like matzah, or eating is prohibited, like eating nevelos or trefos, the shiur, the quantity, is a kazayas. Yet to be chayiv and Yom Kippur, if you just eat a kazayas, you've not violated Yom Kippur yet. Only if you eat something larger than a kazayas, the size of a koseves hagasa. Similarly, but a little differently, when it comes to drinking, a melo lugmov is somewhat less than a revius. And for most other mitzvos in the Torah where drinking is required or drinking is prohibited, the shiur, the quantity, is defined as a revius. Yet on Yom Kippur, even if you drank a little bit less than a revius, a melo lugmov, you are chayav. Why is that? Why is Yom Kippur different? So the Gemara explains that the Torah never says don't eat or don't drink on Yom Kippur. The Torah phrases it with the word inui. V'inisem es nafsho seichem. Ta'anu es nafsho seichem. So what is prohibited, what is required rather, is self-affliction. Pain, suffering. Chachamim knew that if you just eat a kezias of food, you're still suffering. It's only when you eat a koseves hagasa that you achieve the state of yisuvei daita, of yishuv hadas, you feel better, calmer. So you haven't been over on the mitzvah of v'inisem unless you eat more than a kazayas, a koseves hagasa. However, with drinking, it's different. When you're very, very thirsty and you drink less than the revius, your thirst is also quenched. And you achieve yishuv hadas, you calm down. So for the drinking, the shiur is less than a revius, it is a melo lugmov.
The Mishnah continues, Kol ha'ocholin mitztorfen l'chakoyseves. Suppose a person eats a half of one type of food. It's, for example, he eats a spoonful of chves, of potatoes, less than the size of a koseves, and a spoonful of tomatoes, more than this. I'm sorry, and a spoonful of tomatoes also less than a koseves. But the tomatoes and the potatoes together add up to a koseves or more. So the potatoes and the tomatoes are mitztaref. They do join together to render the person chayav. Kol ha'ochal, in all different kinds of food, mitztarfen, join together, l'cha koseves, to form, to constitute the quantity called koseves, the large date. V'chol ha'mashkin mitztarfen l'mlon lugma. Similarly, if a person drinks half of a mlon lugma of orange juice, and half of a mlo lugma of borscht, so the two, the borscht and the orange juice, join together, and since together they constitute a mlo lugma of a more, he's chayav. However, ha'ochel v'shoseh, ein mistorfen. Suppose a person eats a half of the proper quantity, of the necessary quantity of potatoes, and half of the necessary quantity of orange juice, and they've not joined together, and therefore, when a person must eat on Yom Kippur, he's advised to eat pachos pachos mekashir. So if a person sits down and eats, let's say, at 9 a.m. on Yom Kippur morning, because the doctor says he must eat, or else he's in danger of death or fatal illness, so he can eat a piece of cracker less than a koseves hagasa, and drink some orange juice less than a revius, and fine, and he can repeat that another 20 minutes later. Another 20 minutes later, he can have half a shear of achila, of foodstuff, and half a shear of fluid. Mishnah Gimel continues. Ochal vishosa behelam echad. Now, the halacha is that if a person violates a losa aseh, a negative command in the Torah, for which the consequence is, had he done it bemezid, had he done it intentionally and properly warned, he would be chayev kores. Suppose he does it not properly warned. Suppose he does it because he doesn't know it's Yom Kippur. He thinks it's not Yom Kippur today and he eats or drinks. Or, he does not know that eating and drinking is prohibited in Yom Kippur. He never heard of it. So now, suppose, ochal vishosa behelam echad. He wakes up one fine morning and forgets that it's Yom Kippur, or he's in some extreme situation in prison or wherever, and doesn't know that today is Yom Kippur. And he eats and he drinks, all but one helam, in one period of time of ignorance. Einu chayev alochat asachas. He's only required to give one sin offering. He's done one sin. He may have eaten six meals, and drank a quart of wine and a quart of Pepsi Cola. Doesn't matter, because he did it all in a single state of ignorance. He's done one sin, one korban chatos. But suppose, ochal v'yoso melocha. He wakes up one morning and doesn't realize it's Yom Kippur. He's again in a situation where he doesn't know the calendar, whatever. He doesn't know it's Yom Kippur. And he wakes up and he eats breakfast. And he goes to work, he drives the car, and he writes his papers, and he cooks his food. So he's done two aveiros. One aveira is eating, failing to do the mitzvah of the inisa. Another aveira is that he has violated the prohibition against doing work. So he's done two aveiros. So when he wakes up, well, he's told, hey, what are you doing? It's Yom Kippur. Oy, gevald, I didn't know. He has to bring two sin offerings, one for the work he did, one for the eating, drinking that he did. Remember, there is no chiyuv kores, and therefore no chiyuv chatos for the other inuyim, for sicha, rechitza, tashmishamita, nilas asandal. Finally, the Mishnah concludes and says, Ochal eicholin she'enon ru'uyin la'achila. Suppose a person eats grass. He eats straw. He eats something on Yom Kippur which is not fit for a human consumption. V'shoso mashkin she'enon ru'uyin l'shtia. Or he drank vinegar. Or some other liquid which is not normally
drinkable. Vishosot tzir, he drank the fluid which exudes, which oozes out of fish when fish are cooked. When fish are salted, there is a kind of brine that comes out of the fish. That's not edible in the normal circumstances. O murios, or if he ate the juice, the soup of pickled fish, also something which is normally not to be drunk, and he drank it, potter. In these cases, he's potter from kores. He's over on an isa de rabbono. Rabbon say you shouldn't put anything in your mouth in Yom Kippur. But if he eats something which is not royally achil, or drinks something which is not royally shasiya, as far as the Torah is concerned, he didn't drink, he didn't eat. These are not foods, these are not drinks. And therefore, he is potter from kores or from a korban chatas. And so we have finished our lesson number 28.